From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the United States Postal Service, dedicated to putting reliability at the core of USPS Ground Advantage to help businesses operate smoothly. More at usps.com/groundadvantage. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on QPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering porch pots, planters, hanging baskets, and flowers to celebrate mothers across the QPR listening area. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. A performance by Symphony Nova Scotia, led by Boris Brott, and a little tune from Victor Herbert called Moonbeams, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. More classical music for you. I'm Jeff Watson. As we enter the afternoon hours, we've got the Arden Trio awaiting us in a few minutes with a Haydn Piano Trio, not to mention the Monte Carlo National Opera Orchestra, with one of the most popular orchestral suites from Jules Massenet, Picturesque Scenes. We'll be enjoying those in just a little bit here in this noon hour on a Thursday afternoon. Thanks for being on hand. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982, for clients ranging from private homeowners and realtors to corporations. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. Continuing with the Welsh National Opera Orchestra and Sir Charles Mackerras, and music by Frederick Delius, Dance Rhapsody No. 1, for your afternoon, next on KPR. Dance Rhapsody No. 1 by Frederick Delius, played by the Welsh National Opera Orchestra, under conductor Sir Charles Mackerras on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Do stay with us. We're about 15 minutes away from an appearance by the Monte Carlo National Opera Orchestra and Picturesque Scenes, or the Fourth Orchestral Suite, from Jules Massenet. Quite lovely to listen to. It's on the way for you here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Friends of the Press, a membership program of the University Press of Kansas that supports the publication of scholarly and regional books. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu. And Soulis Auctions, presenting international works of art and cultural artifacts from the estate of a Kansas collector who moved to Tokyo, Japan, in 1978. Details at MidwestArtAuction.com. On the KU campus at the moment, it is 78 degrees. Today we're on our way to a high of 83, sunny skies. Cloudy this evening, a low of 65. There is an excellent chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow, when we'll have a high of 82. Next on KPR, we're joined by the Arden Trio for chamber music by Franz Joseph Haydn, the 44th Piano Trio in C, on Kansas Public Radio. Piano Trio No. 44 in C by Franz Joseph Haydn, performed by the Arden Trio on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. About 12:41 now. Stay tuned for NPR News at the top of the hour. More classical music for you until 3 this afternoon. And tonight at 7, it is Classics Live on a Thursday evening. Tonight, a show with the Topeka Symphony, with special guest artist, pianist John Nakamatsu, the TSO Sparkles through Rachmaninoff's Second Piano Concerto, along with a powerful performance of Respighi's Pines of Rome, complete with bird calls in the moonlight. Classics Live is tonight at 7 p.m., then from 8 to 9, classical music with Kay McIntyre. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on KC Farm School in Kansas City, Kansas, offering education programs including school field trips, summer camps, paid apprenticeships, and volunteer opportunities. Details at kcfarmschool.org. We're ready to bring you the Monte Carlo National Opera Orchestra and conductor John Elliott Gardner and an orchestral suite, one written in 1874 and one of the more popular suites from French composer Jules Massenet. They call this Picturesque Scenes, Orchestral Suite No. 4, next on KPR. from Jules Massenet Orchestral Suite No. 4, also known as Picturesque Scenes. We listen to the Monte Carlo National Opera Orchestra, led by John Elliott Gardner. It is just about time for NPR News. Then, the next hour of classical music brings us Mozart. We've got the 27th Piano Concerto, along with music by Johann Sebastian Bach and Oscar Strauss. Quite a bit more still to come here on a Thursday afternoon. Hope you can stay with us a bit longer. It is 78 degrees on the KU campus, high of 83 with sunny skies today. For this evening, cloudy, breezy, a low in the mid-60s, and 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru. In partnership with the Arbor Day Foundation, Subaru and its retailers will have distributed 165,000 trees since 2025. Subaru, more than a car company. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Now there's a little tune that they call the Old Viennese Round Dance. It's by Oscar Strauss and performed by the Budapest Strauss Symphony, conducted by Alfred Walter on KBR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson with a little more classical music. This 1 p.m. hour brings us Mozart. Later, the players of Camerata Academia with the 27th Piano Concerto, all in just a bit. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the spring edition of The Counselors, featuring KU and Washburn Law students, April 23rd at 6:30 p.m., more at doleinstitute.org. We'll enjoy music by Bach, with violinist John Holloway and David Moroni, Violin Sonata No. 2 in A Major, next on Kansas Public Radio. Violinist John Holloway, joined on harpsichord by David Moroni, and music by Bach, the second violin sonata in A Major on Kansas Public Radio. 1:25 is the time. We've got news from NPR awaiting us at the top of the hour with classical music to enjoy until 3 p.m. Support for classical music comes from Eastside European, an owner-operated repair shop specializing in BMW and Mini at 9th and Delaware in East Lawrence, servicing other select European vehicles as well. More at eastside-european.com. And the Folly Theater presenting modern jazz performer, drummer, and activist Terry Lynn Carrington and the band Social Science at the Folly Theater on April 18th. Tickets available at follytheater.org. On the KU campus, sunny skies and, at the moment, 80 degrees, warming up to 83 today. Tonight, it'll get cloudy, breezy, with lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, we'll have a high of 81. It'll be breezy, and we've got an excellent chance of showers and thunderstorms. For tomorrow afternoon, about an 80% chance of showers, and showers as well as thunderstorms also likely for tomorrow evening. For you next on KPR, it's Mozart and his last piano concerto, which was first performed the year of Mozart's passing in 1791. Piano Concerto No. 27 in B-flat major. We'll listen to a performance of Camerata Academia with pianist András Schiff on Kansas Public Radio. The members of Camerata Academia and pianist András Schiff with the final piano concerto by Mozart from 1791. Piano Concerto No. 27 in B-flat major here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about time for NPR News. It's right around the corner, and that'll be followed by more classical music, where the next hour brings us Claudio Arrau at the keyboard for one of Franz Liszt's Transcendental Etudes. Music as well by Johann Halvorsen, Johann Michael Haydn, and quite a bit more still to come here on a Thursday afternoon. Here on the KU campus, we have 82 degrees, high of 84 today, sunny skies. This evening, cloudy, breezy, and lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, we have an excellent chance of showers, thunderstorms, some potentially severe weather is on the way. For tomorrow, we're expecting an 80% chance of showers for tomorrow. That'll be in the afternoon time, around 1 to 3 p.m., and then 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow evening and tomorrow night. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, offering memberships to help support the museum's mission of studying life, past and present, on Earth to educate, engage, and inspire. Membership details are at biodiversity.ku.edu. Thanks for being with us here on a Thursday afternoon. Much more still to come. You're listening to KPR.
Dr. Deborah Burke.
All things considered today from 3 to 7 at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School in Kansas City, Kansas. Operating a regenerative vegetable and education farm, connecting people of all ages, ancestries, and abilities to land, soil, food, and community. Details at caseyfarmschool.org.
Live from NPR News, I'm
Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Famous tune by composer Johann Halvorsen, entry March of the Boyars. The Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, led by Eric Kunzel on Kansas Public Radio. More classical music for a Thursday afternoon is on the way. I'm Jeff Watson. We'll listen to pianist Claudio Arrau in a few short minutes with Ricordanza, one of the transcendental etudes by Franz Liszt. The Berlin Radio Symphony as well, something for you called the Prelude to a Drama, music by composer Franz Schreker. That's all on the way. Thanks for being on hand. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming folk singer-songwriter John Gorka and his trademark wordplay on Sunday, April 26th, 7:30 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. Next, we spend a little time with the English Chamber Orchestra. They're joined by horn player Barry Tuckwell. We've got something from Johann Michael Haydn, younger brother, and to Franz Joseph and his horn concertino in D on KPR. Horn Concertino in D Major by Johann Michael Haydn, performed by the English Chamber Orchestra, with the horn played by Barry Tuckwell. It is 2:26. Thanks for joining us for classical music on Kansas Public Radio on Thursday afternoon. The Berlin Radio Symphony Orchestra is still to come in just over 10 minutes, with a prelude to a drama by composer Franz Schreker. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, hosting Weird Science with Mary Roach, author of Replaceable You, Adventures in Human Anatomy, Thursday, April 23rd, 7 p.m. at Liberty Hall. Details at lplks.org. On the KU campus, it is 82 degrees tonight. We'll have lows in the mid-60s. Cloudy skies and winds picking up tonight. By tomorrow, we'll have a high of 81. But we also have an excellent chance of showers and thunderstorms. 90% chance of rain and some potentially severe weather tomorrow afternoon, occurring around 1 to 3 p.m. And showers and thunderstorms likely as well for tomorrow evening and tomorrow night. 80% chance of showers Friday evening. We're joined next by Claudio Arrau with a performance on piano of Ricordanza, Transcendental Etude No. 9 by Franz Liszt on KPR. Haydn there at the piano, Claudio Arrau with Ricordanza, Transcendental Etude No. 9 by Franz Liszt here on Kansas Public Radio. We've got about 20 minutes until 3 p.m., and all things considered from NPR News. Tonight at 7, we bring you Classics Live. Tonight, a show with the Topeka Symphony Orchestra, with special guest artist pianist John Nakamatsu and the Topeka Symphony, which sparkles through Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto. There'll also be a powerful performance of Respighi's Pines of Rome, complete with bird calls in the moonlight. Classics Live, that is, tonight for you at 7 p.m. from 8 to 9, an hour of classical music with Kay McIntyre. That's all ahead this evening on KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on KC Farm School, stewarding 14 acres of urban land in Kansas City, Kansas, that provides plants and food to their spring plant sales and weekly CSA and Farm Stop. Details at kcfarmschool.org. We bring you next the Berlin Radio Symphony Orchestra. We have something for you from an Austrian composer born in 1878, Franz Schreker, an alumni of the Vienna Conservatory. What we'll listen to is an orchestral suite. They call this Prelude to a Drama. Joanne Valletta leads the Berlin Radio Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. Known as the Prelude to a Drama, from Austrian composer Franz Schreker of the late 19th century. A performance by the Berlin Radio Symphony, led by Joanne Valletta, on Kansas Public Radio. With that, it is just about 3 p.m., and about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me, as always, for classical music throughout the afternoon time. I'll have more music for you tomorrow at noon. Don't forget, though, that you can catch Classics Live this evening at 7, followed by an hour of classical music with Kay McIntyre, your host this evening, from 8 to 9. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio and the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming soprano Renee Fleming, presenting Voice of Nature, the Anthropocene, tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. It's 3 o'clock.